Inconsistent.
We're good to go, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are, back in the building, Red Hook, Brooklyn. Safe neighborhood now. It used to not be. Very nice, actually. Just don't go up to those projects over there.
Yeah, steer clear of that area.
Drive past the projects and go straight down. Don't stop. There's a red light there. Eat that light. When I used to work for the cherry factory, I remember walking after the storm. One of the dudes lived in the projects, and I walked with him to the projects. And I was like, this is bad. But it was just after the flood. Remember when they had like the army base over there? They built like a little army base to give away food and stuff to people. Were you living here? You weren't living here at the time.
No. But I've only been here for 3 years.
They were giving away like those bags that you rip it open. And I forget how it works, but it heats up your food right in the bag. And you can eat it right out the bag.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were giving it away to everybody in the projects.
Oh, they were eating it up.
Yeah. And they had a military base, literally. It was like in that same area, there was like an empty parking lot field almost. And the army base built like a thing there. And all I kept thinking, I was like, they're going to shoot them if they get crazy. That's what the army's here for. They're like, keep it calm, everybody. We don't want to kill everybody.
Our first order is to feed you, Bo. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, we got guns.
We are itching to use these weapons. It's National Wear Red Day.
Is it really?
You're wearing a red headphone, so you made it.
Blue.
You're wearing red headphones, so I try to save you, but go ahead, throw yourself under the bus.
National Wear Red Day?
Yeah, for, I believe it's cancer awareness. No. I messed it up. I forgot what it was.
I don't know what it is. Never heard this in my life.
Yeah.
There's got to be some gang affiliation.
Not a gang affiliation.
Why is a hoodie on Inside Out?
Because it's National Red Day and I don't want to rock the logo. That's on the hoodie.
Okay.
National Red Day. Let's see. February 7th. What?
What's the purpose? Right there, the first tab, yeah.
What's it for?
Raise Woman's heart health.
Oh, yeah, health.
Oh, not your health. Women's heart health.
Women. We're about women here. It's a big topic politically, nationally.
How many men holidays have like this?
We don't even get recognized as a part of this. What the?
I had a spring in my head and just shot out.
That's funny because I put that spring there and I was like, let me take this. I was like, no, let me leave this here because this is for his ADHD, his Tourette's or whatever.
You heard about the you ever heard that joke?
Shout out to all those people that have that shit.
You ever heard about the comedian that talks about Father's Day? No. He's like, there's 25 holidays or something like that. He goes, Father's Day ranks number 20.
Wow.
He's like, it's Christmas, Mother's Day, and I think Halloween. That's the top three.
I can see why Halloween's up there.
He goes, it's Jesus, your mom. And Halloween. He goes,
and boo.
And it was like Groundhog Day is above Father's Day.
Wow.
Yeah. And recognition or something like that. He goes, it's crazy. It's sad.
It is sad. And the fact that some humans want to become males, it's like, did your research?
You heard about that lady that she lived like a man and she was like, this is horrible.
Depressed.
Yeah, it's depressed. Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Which is insane. But National Wear Red Day has to do with heart awareness. Supposedly 1 in 3 women die from some kind of heart disease.
1 in 3?
That's wild.
Yeah. How many men die, you think?
We don't even get a study.
We don't keep those numbers.
You see, we say that and a part of me is like, yo, bro, well, this is serious, bro. Like, stop laughing about it. You know what I mean? This is a serious thing. But the other side of me has society looking at me, and I'm like, stop acting like a little bitch.
Yeah. You know what I think it is, too? I think it's the number one killer, heart disease.
Is it?
Let's find out. Number one killer of men. Heart disease, number one.
Oh, my God.
Literally the first word to pop up, heart disease. That's crazy, yo. And we don't get a red day.
We don't even get a day.
They're like, women die sometimes.
It's the most leading thing that kills us, yeah. And
we don't get no recognition.
We get no recognition for it.
It's funny. Sometimes I think about like Valentine's Day. What is Valentine's Day?
It's funny. That's something that's coming up. You usually try to do like a little special about things to come
for you. But it's always guys buying the girls something. It's never the girls buying the guys something.
I mean,
it's not a women's holiday.
It's definitely not.
It's for couples. We trade. Like, you know what I'm saying? He goes, yeah.
Couples
buy
trade.
Buy me fucking flowers. Don't buy me flowers when I die. That's the only time you're going to buy me flowers? At my funeral?
Don't buy me flowers when I die, please. That's my first directive to you. Buy me something that could put, you know, put a little starship in my coffin. So the National Red Day, which is why I'm wearing red. You're wearing red headphones. I don't know if you can see it. You can't. So that was just an interesting fact today. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Let's go right into the news. What you got?
Hold on.
Because pause. We're going to pause it?
Pause for a second.
We'll be back. We got to make out. Hold on. So news. Your boy. Breaking the headlines. Yeah. Like, this guy's the most wanted.
Yeah, people love him. People hate him. People don't know what to do with him. He's definitely autistic. So there's when I was putting this picture,
why
actually.
You said it like that.
When I was putting this picture.
You said that like you regretted it.
No. When I was putting this picture, I was looking at other pictures of him to put on. And I don't know how to explain it. There's like a face. Like they try to be like.
Like the dog. Like the Doge dog.
No. Like try to. Like people with autism, when you try to take a picture of them. And when they know they're being taken a picture of, they're kind of like weird almost about it.
Like the dog.
Yeah. And I'm looking at him like, yeah, he's definitely. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, yeah, no, he's definitely has something. But yeah, he's making headlines, baby.
What you got?
So Doge is originally Doge wasn't going to be part of the government. Okay,
it's not.
Was not originally.
Is not.
Was not. Let's keep going.
Let's go.
But then Donald Trump signed an order to make Doge a part of the executive branch because they needed access to stuff that you're not supposed to get access if you're a civilian. So Trump was like, all right, we'll make you guys government employees. But now there's like rules to it. Once you make you part of the government, now you have to have like rules.
Right.
So he made him a part of the executive branch. And now he's able to look at some, I don't know if they're classified, top secret. I don't know. There's like different words for different levels of classification. So he's able to look at some stuff now that he wasn't able to look at before. And with that, they're finding a bunch of stuff. They're like, this is bad. We knew it was bad. This is worse than what we thought it was. They're spending on the dumbest things. This is the budget from last year. Or 2 years ago, better said. 2023. Obviously, the budget for 2024, they're still getting numbers in, figuring out the math. So the soonest we can get is 2023. Well, right away, we noticed that the money that they took in, the government received, is 4.4 trillion, but the money they spent was 6 trillion. So there's a huge deficit there of $2 trillion. So you ever watch the guy that does the budgets with people on TikTok?
The people that do budgeting?
Yeah, he does budget. Like he does like a podcast almost where they come in and they give him all the money that they spend, and he's
reviewing their books.
And he's like, how much money do you make? And they're like, oh, about this much money a month. He's like, how much money do you think you spent last month? And they're like, I don't know, $5,000. He goes, $10,000. And they're like, wow, I don't know that's that high. He's like, yeah, I got all the bills right here. I got all the credit card payments. I got everything. And they're like, why did you get this loan? They're like, oh, to pay off the credit card. And he's like, your credit card APR was like 2.5. The loan is 5.5. You're paying more for this loan than the credit card. You should have just done with the credit. Like, he's doing that with them, you know?
Okay.
So that's what Elon Musk is doing to the government right now.
Right.
Yeah.
He's doing an audit.
Yeah. He's like, why are you spending money on this crap? You could be saving. We're overspending by $2 trillion, which is crazy. Look how much money they take in taxes. That's a crazy amount of money. It's like most of the budget. The corporate income tax is like nothing. Most of it comes from us. Customs and duties, this is the tariff.
So one side is the revenue coming in, and the other side is what's going out.
Yeah.
And we're pulling out almost at $2 trillion.
Yeah.
Just under $2 trillion.
See this right here, this the customs and duties? I think this is where the tariffs will fall in, right here. Customs and duties. This is money that the government gets from other countries that ship stuff over here. You know, I think this is the number he wants to grow, and hopefully shrink these, because he's talking about cutting payroll tax. So if he could get rid of this and increase this up to there, the problem is, still stuff still got to get paid for. So he may be saving us a couple hundred dollars on taxes, but maybe those $100 are going to be put into whatever we buy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know if he's actually saving us money by doing that. I don't know how I feel about tariffs. And
what's payroll taxes?
That's us paying taxes.
What's individual income taxes? I thought that was us.
I think payroll taxes with the companies pay, don't they? Companies pay payroll tax, right? We pay this out of our money.
That's us on top.
Yeah.
That's companies. Well, then what's corporate income tax?
Corporate is, I don't think that payroll tax is what they pay us. I think corporate is just regular corporation tax.
Go down.
Was it 33% or something like that?
Go down. Oh, there's nothing in there. Okay.
No, there's nothing in there. So now this is the funniest thing, right? Conservatives, listen, our country is social. It has a lot of socialist aspects.
I like the way the graph looks.
It's very nice.
They did a good job.
Yeah. Good. Our country has socialism. As much as people want to say, oh, socialism is bad, we have it.
Where?
The first line is Social Security.
He heard him. He got stuck. The matrix broke for a second, guys.
Social Security is the first one, which is us paying people. Now, first you think, oh, they paid into it. Right? We're paying into it. They're taking the money we put in. The way it would work is that you put your money into an account, and then when you retire, that's your account now. But that's not how it works. We all put our money in, and they pull money out. We all do it together as a group.
Well, I mean, what's payroll taxes? Payroll taxes, taxes paid by an employee. I wonder if it's too broad of a question, right?
What's income tax versus, what's the difference between income tax versus payroll tax?
What's the difference between income tax and payroll taxes?
According to QuickBooks, Intuit, tax levies, payroll tax is a tax the government levies on employers and employees, while income tax is levied on individuals' salaries, wages, and other incomes. Usage, payroll taxes generally fund three specific programs, Social Security, Medicare, and unemployment benefits.
Wow, that explains it.
Oh, wow.
That's how you pay Social Security.
So, payroll taxes, the government levies on employers and employees. So, individual income taxes is us. Payroll taxes is us and the corporate. Yeah. And corporate taxes is just them. Isn't that like getting double taxed?
Yeah. I think Elon Musk made a video about this too.
Yeah.
It's like, you get paid when they pay. I mean, they tax you when they pay you. They tax you when you spend it. They tax you when you pay rent or mortgage. They tax you on when you save money or when you pull it out. They tax you on all these different parts. I forgot. Damn, I wish I had a... In fact, we could pull it up.
So... So they're hating on this guy, right? Elon Musk is the topic here real quick. It started pretty much with him flipping sides and joining the Trump squad, the MAGA squad. And then him turning into Hitler with the Hitler sign, the Hitler salute. They're supposedly trying to, you've seen the videos of, they're trying to shut down the Senate to stop Elon from gaining access to government employee files. So the access that you're speaking of would give him access to payroll of federal employees.
Yeah.
And the Attorney General, for example, I believe of New York and a few others are stating they're trying to block that from happening, saying that's a violation of their privacy. And then I'm like, hold up.
Yeah. You're a public employee.
Yeah, you're our employees. Like, that should be our information regardless. And if the president, I don't know if the president has the jurisdiction, but if the president is saying, yeah, I want to give this person authorization to go in and do an audit, then yeah, let's go. It's funny how they only want checks and balances when it's their side. And that works for both sides, the Republicans and Democrats, that they only want checks and balances and the fairness of power when it's in their favor. However, I do feel like the left, the Democrats, are losing their crap, because it's like accountability when I feel like they thought that they weren't going to be held to it.
Yeah.
Because in my...
They didn't expect somebody else to hold their feet to the fire.
Right. And I hate to say it, but Republicans seem to have been a lot of like soft on pushing... I'll tell you what the Republicans are in like GED terms for the podcast, for our podcast, for us. They're all about the talk, but when 3 o'clock shows, they don't show up for the fight. Republicans.
Yeah.
That's always been the narrative. And I think about Trump when he didn't prosecute Hillary Clinton for what she obviously did wrong.
It's because you'd be in jail.
Right. So to me, it's like, oh, you're all smack at from 7 to 2. But when 3 o'clock hits and meet me outside, you ain't outside.
Wow. How about that?
That's Republicans as of late until Trump.
Well, came you know
in.
Why?
Well, until the second version of Trump came in, where it's like now we're saying what Marjorie Taylor Greene with her three toes. You know, she talks a
she
lot
has
of crap.
Three toes.
I think so. Google it on the side. Do not put that up here.
I got
it. I feel like there are a lot of talk, but there's no action. And now we're starting to see action. And I only feel like the reason why they're seeing action is because they control majority of the government power right now. Whereas Democrats have always, they've not only called it, but they will meet you outside at 3 o'clock. You heard? We will be outside to show up. Don't get it twisted. We will get these women's rights. We will get these trans rights. We will get DEI. We will get what we want out of this. You're not stopping us. They will show up for the fight. Oh, she has all her toes.
She has all her toes.
Look at the fake media line.
This is a picture that got popular. We got to show. Hold on. This is the picture that people are like, she got three toes. She's an alien. It's a really, yeah. I always, when the photo is grainy like this, I'm always like, okay, there's more to the story.
Oh, because
you see all the time we're freaking UFOs and reptilian.
But before AI, like how deep it got, we would think that this is real because, oh yeah, it's obviously a phone and they zoomed in because it's bad quality.
That's the actual quality. She has all her toes. They're just weirdly separated. These two are together. These three are together.
Isn't it five? I don't see five.
There she goes. She has all of them.
One, two, three, four. We're counting
she
toes.
She has one
here.
Hidden in there. Oh, Lord.
This is why it's hard for us to stay in topic.
All right. Jesus Christ. All right.
So that was my analogy with the whole situation between the left and the right when it comes to what's going on. And they're going after this Elon guy because, again, it's like the first time that the Republicans are actually saying
things,
you
know what happens?
Doing things.
The Republicans suck on the same debt that the Democrats suck on.
Oh, which is what? The wallet.
The freaking government. Our wallets.
Our wallets.
And Elon Musk don't have to suck on no wallet. He got his own.
He has his own.
So he's like, I could cut all this. That's a good analogy. I have nothing. It doesn't affect me personally. I'm rich. So I could cut whatever I want. You guys are worried. Oh, my God, I'm going to lose my benefits.
A critique that I hear is like, oh, he's only cut $480 billion. And yet, I'm like.
Right now.
First of all, you see the attitude right now? I was like, that's $480 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how many mouths you could feed poverty level?
We're looking. We're $2 trillion down. $400 billion is almost half a trillion. Right?
Right.
Okay, so if he does that three more times, we're good.
We're even.
We're even.
We're pulling out and pulling in the same amount.
He does one more time after that. We're making money now.
What I'm saying is that what's the average home income? What's the average home income for the United States?
She didn't wait for you.
Oh, the median home in the United States.
80,000.
Let's just say 80,000. So if you have half a.
What's over here?
The amount of money needed to afford a home depends on
California.
Yeah.
Wait, that's how much it is in California?
That's crazy. Imagine how much it is here.
Nigga, over here is like 700,000.
In Pittsburgh, the income is around 58,000. It's enough to buy a home.
Well, hold on. This is just a side note. This is why minimum wage is a problem because every state is different. So I think minimum wage should be governed by the state and not by the.
Would government. You say 80,000 is a fair number generally? I feel like that's high. I feel like that's dumb high.
I think. I mean, what's the difference between median and average? Let's find out. I don't know the difference. You know the difference? What's the difference between median and average? The median is the middle value. It's set in the numbers when arranged from the least to the greatest.
Well, the average is calculated by a set of dividing total numbers.
What's the average income in an American household?
80,000.
No, but it says median. She's tricking us.
She doesn't want to tell us the truth.
That's crazy.
Well, what's the average income
in America? Let's find out. What's the average income in America?
37,000.
That's the number I was looking for.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right, ladies and gentlemen. So if, and that's as of 2022.
So it's two people. So it's this plus another, your wife making the same amount. That makes the 80.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, that's why they're see, look at how math works. Look at how math
works. This is a GD question.
That's right. You're the right podcast if you're trying to learn something new here. So, okay, 37,000. 400 billion divided by 37,000.
The answer is 10,810,810.8000000000000.
What is this number right here for?
How much? So that already he cut enough to provide the salaries for 100. And what was that number?
Oh, that's what you're saying. Wow, that's crazy. I can't even read that number.
I can't even read that number. 10 million.
Is it? I think it's, I don't know, nigga.
Yeah, it's 10 million.
Okay, there's a comma here and there's a comma
almost
here.
Yeah, 11. 10 million.
Comma and comma. All
right. We're going to get so many followers.
We're going to, yeah. So he saves 10 million salaries.
He pays for 10 million salaries this year. Just on what he's done in how many days? 10 business days. Because I don't know if they count the weekends.
Well, Elon works in his other job on the weekends. He sends rockets into space and builds cars. Robots now. Jesus Christ.
They were asking Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State, that question.
Marco Rubio.
No te diga. No lo digas.
You heard him speak Spanish?
I did last night.
You like, hey,
that's us right there.
That's Cuban.
Us. That's us. I got Cuban coffee right now in this cup. You saw what he was saying. Okay, let's not get sidetracked. Okay, we are news. So my argument is, oh, he's only saved, you know, he's only gotten, you know, $400 billion saved. And I'm like, 10, 11 million salaries just got produced, saved, or paid for.
Yeah, but also that's how it works. You chip it little by little. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost like when somebody's like,
and that's not 10 million in like potential salaries of the average individual in the United States. That's every year. That's not, he didn't cut that for one time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what we're spending forever, every year and more.
But you know, the mentality is this. You've been working out for a month and you only lost 5 pounds. Why are you even working out? Just stop now. Right?
That is not the attitude to have when you go to the gym, guys. I'm just saying.
It's compound. You got to, you know, you work out every month, little by little.
Right. You know? Build it up. You work towards it. That's not what this
is. Who's going to clean your toilet, Donald Trump? I love that. It's my favorite one. It's going to be a ringtone.
All right. So, again, I think that it's just it's the meat and the
that's crazy. I didn't even actually look at this.
The news media. Have you seen the excitement of the news media with Trump and covering him?
Oh, it's nonstop.
I actually caught Fox sort of celebrating it, or like they were a little too happy. And one person has said, and it's only been 2 weeks, and they laugh like, ooh, I can't wait,
because more people watching the news now.
People are, they have more coverage. They have something to talk about. They know that the vast majority hates him. So they're just feeding that cow.
Yeah.
Like, come.
You know, they were like, Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. And then on the low, they're like, I hope he wins. That's good for our job.
I would go as far as say that they voted for him.
The low. We know Rosanna Scotto did.
For sure.
All right. Socialist America. Here we go. Socialism. Social Security. And another one is Medicare. These are socialist programs. And I'm okay with that, you know?
Socialist program. So we're looking at, hold on. We're looking at Social Security.
Uh-huh.
And he says he doesn't want to tax senior citizen on Social Security.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that we pay for Social Security?
Yeah.
And we got to pay taxes on the Social Security?
We're taxing ourselves. Think about the logic there.
I wanted to make sure I was understanding it.
We're
right.
Taxing ourselves.
So, and then we're taxing ourselves when we're retired?
Yeah. We're literally taxing ourselves.
So we put this money away for the rainy day. It's not even a rainy day. For the day that's coming that we're retired and we need to be supported. We put this money away.
We're being taxed when we do that part.
Which, okay, that makes sense. Okay, fine. Do I agree with it? No. Does it make sense? Sure. Everything gets taxed. Got it. But damn, you mean to tell me that when I went to go collect that money, I got to pay money on
I gotta pay another tax
on that on money that
yeah.
I...
yeah. And it's not like we all pay the same amount into it, right?
No, it's based on...
It's based on how much money you make.
Or that state?
So if I worked in freaking Safeway, minimum wage job for my whole life, and I retire, I collect more than what I put
in. Is Safeway where you put your storage?
No, it's like a supermarket.
Oh, I never heard of this.
I think it's in California or something like that.
So. Wow.
But you're going to collect more than what you put into it. And then people like us that make more money than what we're going to get out of it. Like the money that they give us. In fact, they're not even getting, as far as I understand, it's because I work for the government, technically. I'm not going to collect Social Security like regular. I collect less. They offset it. Because I get money from the government in another place.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm putting money into it that I'm not going to get. I'm paying for somebody else.
No, they offset it, the going and the coming.
Yeah.
Not just one end.
What I'm saying is that this is why it's a socialist program. Because I'm not getting what I'm putting into it. But if I took that same amount, threw it into a savings account, and collect compound interest on it.
Incredible.
I'll retire with so much more money.
But you have to pay Social Security. Or do you? Or can, I think you could...
I don't know. I think if you opt out, then you can't collect.
No.
Which is dangerous. When you're old, you never know what your future holds. God forbid you get into an accident.
Yeah, but if I know I'm going to make more putting it into this, when that accident happens, I still have that.
Yeah.
You act like this thing is the thing.
Yeah, but you never know when the accident's going to happen. If you just started, it's not that much money.
Your logic doesn't make sense. Okay, let's try again.
All right.
Let's try again. There's Social Security. They're taking it from me.
Let's say they took $100 a month.
Whatever it is.
All right, let's just simple. We got to make a number here.
No, we don't. They take.
All right.
They take from here.
$100.
And it's a guarantee that I get it. All right?
Yeah.
Forget about this guy with
No, it's important.
It's important. Not in my argument.
Mine does.
So wait for your turn. It's my turn first. There's this entity, and it's a savings that I for some reason I got signed up, and I have to pay it. Yeah. It wasn't my choice.
What, they gave you your Social Security card when you were a baby? Like, you're opt in.
Like, what? Okay. So there's this program, and this program is meant for retirement. When things go down, I could tap into this thing.
Yeah.
Now I have this other option of a savings account, right? Let's just call it a savings account. Yeah. Keep it simple, right? There's different types, whatever. But the function of it is what?
You collect interest on it.
You collect it, but what? Why am I doing that for?
For retirement, same things.
Or a rainy day, or something went down and I need it.
Yeah.
But mainly because I want to save up and I want to retire chilling. Sort of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So why can't I just shut this down and do this? It's just, they serve the same function.
And he goes, Mike, ready? Pass it to me. Can I have the argument now? Can I take your argument? All right, now that I have it. Your Social Security, right? If something happens to me today and I can't work,
right.
I collect that Social Security, the full amount every month. If I take this retirement account or the savings account and I go, okay, I'm going to cancel Social Security and then starting tomorrow, I'm going to pay into it what I would spend in Social Security.
Right.
And then something happens to me on Thursday. I only put $100 in that account for my rest of my life.
Yeah.
So I collect nothing now. I only got $100 for my whole life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So unless you just live off the interest of that $100.
What is that? 5 cents a month?
I love that you purposely went to 100.
Well, I'm just trying to think of an easy number for everybody.
Yeah, so in other words, if you're 18 years old and something happens and you only invested $100 into the Social Security.
And you cancel your Social Security. Yeah, it does, if you put into Social Security $100.
You're going to get a percentage of that back.
No, you get your $2,000 whatever a month. It doesn't matter.
The full amount? You think that's how the way
it works? That is how it works.
You ever got the letter when your Social Security of how much you would make if you would tap in now?
No, I never looked at it.
There you go. So I suggest you look at it and see the difference and see the increment.
Well, because they want you to retire at 67 or some shit like that.
Right? Yeah. So it says if you tap out right now, this is what you would be getting. It's not the same amount as if when you're fully in.
How much is it?
I can't tell you the number right away.
What do you think? How old they want you to retire?
I think it's like 67.
I think it's 67 too. Because I remember when I was working in the hospital, like, oh man, they put it up to 67.
Yeah.
They talk.
Who wants to work until 67?
Yeah. I don't want to work till 67.
Yes, you will.
What's the average lifespan for a male? Hopefully we don't have heart disease.
Let's find out. Gosh, hopefully not.
What's the average lifespan for an American male?
53.
Jesus. So are you going to live for 10 years? 10 years. That's what you.
Back to the savings account.
Jesus Christ. And do you notice? Look, it goes down. Loop.
Okay,
this is COVID right here.
So it's
still COVID. Loop.
So it's 10 years.
That's crazy.
It went up.
No, it went down for COVID. Look, pop, died, and it goes back up. It's working its way up. It's working its way up right now. We're still working our way back up from COVID.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah, look, this is COVID right here, right?
That is boom. COVID. Hard COVID right there.
Only us though. Look at everybody else. Look at Canada's a little dip. Well, they have less people, so I guess that makes sense.
Oh, Canada.
But the United Kingdom was like, nah, nigga. All the way up, baby. All the way up.
Nothing can stop me.
All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene got three toes.
Yeah, we cover her all toes. Right.
National Defense of Veterans. I feel like that's fine. We need national defense, right? Assistance to individuals.
Yeah, like but.
People Medicaid.
National Defense.
Yeah.
That's defense outside of the United States.
No, national.
That's only inside.
Yeah. If somebody comes to us, we have protections.
I don't know if that's true.
Let's find out. Let's ask the God.
I don't think that's true.
What is national defense? Is a country's military, what the hell this is? Economic and political efforts to protect its citizens, economy, and institutions.
So it protects us from outsiders.
Energy, security. Oh, this is just like a, yeah.
That's outsiders. National is outside. And
Homeland Security. Oh, shit.
Outside.
No, that's, you know. Oh, yeah, wait, look. Components of national defense. Oh, wow. So it includes the entire military.
Yeah.
Energy. But that's it?
Right. It's not talking about, ready for this? Domestic. You know what domestic is? Domestic is in each state.
No, but what I'm saying is.
Domestic is NYPD. If
this is the entirety of the military and people complain, oh my God, we don't spend so much money in military.
Yeah, but you see how you just generalized it to all security?
That's what it says here.
No, but it's not.
Look, the cops, military includes
that. Cops that you call, that's not part of that budget.
No, not the cops. No, but no. The military. Look, military, energy,
national, security, outside.
Foreign assistance.
Outside.
Everything. Look, the Department of Defense.
Yeah, outside. So all outside entities.
Yeah, but no, but we have military in America.
But it's protecting us from the outside entities.
Yeah, we're not going to freaking shoot ourselves.
Exactly. They're not.
But we have internal
military. They could be called
in. The National Guard is an internal military.
The National Guard is to protect our borders from the outside.
No, that's for freaking stuff happens here. What do they call National Guard for? January 6th.
The National Guard,
okay,
yeah.
That's not an outside entity. That's
National
us.
Guard is in there?
National Defense? I don't know.
Nope, it's not in there. Thank you. All right, proven point.
Where does the National Guard get its funding from?
The government?
The federal government says that gives no answer. Federal funding, government provides.
I don't think it's part of that bill. Or maybe it is. Funny.
No, but it's too general. It's like, this is...
It's too general.
This is the federal government, this whole thing. Yeah, it gets it from this box right here. You know, it's too general.
All right. So you were saying that that's not a lot of money?
For national defense?
You thought that you thought, and I feel like I did think this, but did you think that the national defense was that higher than the Social Security or the highest?
No, I knew Social Security was the most.
Okay.
But I also thought that this was way more.
Than?
I thought Social Security was like 50% of the budget and National Guard was like 40. I thought it was like that much because the way they explain it.
Looking at that, it kind of looks like they're even.
Yeah, they're not that much off.
The cajas.
Transfers to states is what they give to like New York. Like the government wants to give New York some money, give Minnesota some money.
That's the MTA right there.
That's the MTA. No, well, this is the government giving it away.
The MTA. You heard that they're asking for money?
Look how much interest. Look how big this line is for interest compared to helping people. That's how much interest they owe from this $2 trillion that are offset.
For the money that our that's our credit card bill.
That's our credit card bill right here.
That's our credit card bill company making money.
Yeah.
And who's that? The IRS? Who's the credit card?
The Decepticons.
Who's the credit card company?
I think
that
it's,
we're borrowing from.
I think it's the what is the name of that?
GDP?
No, no, no. Oh my God, what is that called?
IRS?
The people that make the money.
The IRS?
No, no.
The people that make the money. Treasury.
The Treasury. I think it's
the Department of Treasury.
Is it the Treasury? Look at this. You look at us up here. This is me trying to change the cameras.
Transfers to states and other spending. So what's interesting here is
look
that
at the deficit right here.
What does deficit mean?
That's how much money, less money that we spend.
That's the almost $2 billion.
Yeah, that's the $2 billion
that we're under.
Which is almost as much as the freaking payroll.
So we're on the whole Elon Musk and what they're trying to do, what Trump is trying to do. And I was thinking about this and I said to myself, let's say you make $1,000 a week, every paycheck, whatever it is, you get $1,000 to even it out so that, you know, our smart brains can do the math. Will you make $1,000 and let's say you get taxed 26% if you add the federal and the local, and you don't get taxed at all, period. And you keep that 26% out of $1,000, that's $260. It's $260 out of my check that I get to keep. And I say, all right, bet, that's $260 extra a week. I'm going to be able to hold down.
That's a car payment.
That's a few things, right? Like $260.
That's eggs. That's price of 1 dozen of eggs.
I might be able to go out a night and chill out.
Yeah.
And have a knife to myself.
Give money to the system and keep the system moving, lubricated.
Right. Support a business, whatever.
Yeah.
But not only that, but does the company that I pay, they don't get taxed either.
Yeah.
So now they have more wiggle room to buy more supplies, stuff. Make it better, make the quality of what they're making better, expand so they could reach more and grow. But then the flip side of that is, okay, we're taxing all these outside companies to make our stuff because we don't really make stuff here, right? Like, we don't make avocados out here.
Not yet.
They're
going to force us to real soon. Get ready. We're going to be forced to make avocados real soon. But that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, Mexico, I think Mexico grows the most avocados, right? We have other lands that we can grow avocados.
Cali?
Not just Cali, but like Florida. There's big parts of Florida. The Everglades is just grassland. Grow avocados there. What about Puerto Rico? They need some freaking stimulation in their economy. Grow avocados there.
Yeah, I feel like Puerto Rico's an untapped land.
Yeah,
that we could be making stuff.
And not only that, you see what happened with El Salvador, when they were like, "Oh, send your prisoners over here. We'll take care of them."
But wait. So the companies, we don't make as much stuff here, so we're going to be charging. So the prices of things are going to go up.
Yeah.
My thing is it going to go up to the point where some companies are going to say, I can make more of a profit if I make the avocados myself here and sell them because it's going to be cheaper than trying to do trade with Mexico and paying these extra tariffs, these extra fees to get those avocados. But then I got to pay people.
No, but wait.
To grow
it. As far as I read was that Trump said if you make in America, he'll give you a tax break.
Great, but is that a tax break and is the fact that I don't have to pay payroll taxes, right?
Yeah,
and my employees, does it offset? Does it balance itself out that it's worth me getting into business to grow avocados? Yeah. That's where the bottom line is. And then I think about this. If Americans want to continue having their lavish life, of having things made other places for dirt cheap.
By kids. In other countries, literally, I've seen videos. They're kids that make this stuff.
So if they want to keep their moral high ground and their lavish, comfortable life, then we need to welcome AI.
Yeah.
We should be with open arms. With open arms.
You ever seen the videos of the way they make stuff in India?
To hold you, nothing to me.
India has zero safety standards. What? That's why it's cheaper there. They pay their people less. There's no safety standards.
Right. So that's the, what we're talking about. Yeah. Is it? Does it make sense? Listen, you and I own vast land in Florida. Is it worth us trying to open up an avocado company if these two things?
What if nobody's growing it? It's like, might as well.
No, forget, that's not the narrative. The narrative is that it's so much expensive now that these tariffs and, you know, the internal revenue doesn't exist. There's an external revenue. So it's avocados are now $15 an avocado. Is it worth for you and I to get into this business? And the only way I see that working is if automation is allowed, the robots literally take over. And yeah, we could keep the comfortable life, and we could now add moral high grounds that we're not starving little children and forcing them to work around the world. But in the back of my mind, we're like, damn, but at least they had a job. Now they're just starving.
Yeah, I'd rather those kids.
Good job.
Yeah, I'd rather have those kids working in the fields than just sitting home doing nothing. Freaking lazy kids. I want your kid to work so mine can stay home. All right. This is the kind of crap goes on in America. Here we go.
All right. That's my take on this whole situation. So there's obviously a good and a bad to, yeah, you get to keep your all your income for yourself, but you're going to end up paying more. And the only solution that I see when it comes to that dilemma is if robots are doing all of it. Isaac, where's Isaac? Where's Data?
I want robots. I bring them on. I already told you. I'm going to keep one under my couch.
Nearly 90% of the Fed's office space in D.C. going to waste, government report finds. What?
Public Buildings Reform Board is second agency to conform federal headquarters have become ghost towns. You actually see this in New York a lot, too. There's a lot of office space in New York that's just empty, and they pay rent.
Because they're working from home.
Everybody's working from home.
Didn't Trump sign an executive order that people got to clock in?
They got to come back in now.
He's with
like,
the time clock?
He's like, well, you, like, I know that some of these companies have contracts.
That shit goes, click. It's like stamps it.
That's sorry. What the government still uses. Yes, that's the does. Kind of technology. But the government, so some of these companies have contracts. So I can tell you from my job, we have like a 30-year contract with the building we have. So that means we have to pay 30 years for that rent or whatever, or mortgage or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, you're already paid.
Regardless if we're there or not.
Yeah.
They still got to pay it. So Trump is like, we're paying it anyway. Get them in there.
That's what they did with the island and the immigrants, Guam.
Guam, Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There. We're using, put them over there.
Put them, we might as well use it.
It's cheaper than putting them in our jails.
Yeah. Maybe.
We'd have to feed them as well.
Yeah, like those kids.
See? God, I love America. Go ahead.
So they're paying for the rent. And then I don't know if you've seen the thing where they were paying for like coffee and stuff for these places. You seen that thing?
Right, because you need coffee, water, and a place to sit down a crap.
I think Trump, Elon was saying, he goes, we're paying all this money for coffee and all this. People are not even in there. Who's drinking that coffee?
No, the janitor is drinking that coffee.
The janitor's just bringing
he's taking that shit home.
So this is just an example of like government inefficiency. And then, now this might be way too much for you guys.
Oh, man. But
we're going to look
look at all those numbers.
We're not going to go to each one because that's freaking nuts.
Let's break down the top ones. Oh, I wish you could categorize it, but there's some huge numbers there.
All right, let's look at, I don't know, just pick one.
59,000. Oh, my God. No, forget about that. Number 11, the third one. Department of Agriculture. What's that?
I don't
plants?
Know.
Let's find Google out. It. Department of Agriculture.
What does the according to Wikipedia, what does the Department United of Agriculture Department do?
Of she was...
All right. Leading policy and programs related to food and food. Natural resources.
Plants.
Oh, the USDA mission is up. Oh, it's part of the USDA. Is that what it is?
Agricultural research, natural resource convention, conversation. What? Conversation.
I don't even know what you're reading right now.
Rural development, international development. Just to have a conversation, international development.
Well, I don't even know what you're reading this at.
Biotechnology.
Use the freaking mouse and tell me where you're reading it.
Just follow along. God, this is the...
You're down here.
Yeah.
All right, where the hell did you... All this space over here, where'd you find that word at?
The fourth one.
One, two, food three, safety. Four. Food safety, find it...
No, technical. Above that, you idiot. The National USDA. Resource Conversation. The USDA helps law owners... protect soil, water, and forest. The USDA also works to restore forests and improve wastelands. So they have a conversation.
Not conversation.
What is it?
Conservation. I'm like, there's no way that word is right.
Jesus Christ.
It's a conversation.
Oh, Lord. All right. So look.
So 100 ceiling value, 112,000. And it's saving 110. Throw it away.
Bótalo.
It's spending more than it shouldn't even have that word savings.
The FAA. You okay. Want to crash helicopters? This is how it gets done.
Hold on, hold on. We're spending 145 what? Million. And we're saving nothing. We're spending 180,000. That's it.
We're paying, what, 4 people to work there? Apparently, this is a really good job. Working for the FAA as the people that work in the towers, they pay really good. And they said that it's not actually difficult and you don't even need like a college degree. Like you could just literally come
off
the
street. Well, apparently it's mad difficult. We had some shit go down.
Well, that's...
Shut up, Noel.
You're blaming the people in the tower for what the helicopter guy did.
I'm blaming Trump.
All right.
I want to find where the savings is more than what pulls out. Oh, I guess the argument is that...
No, this is the spending. This is how much we're going to save. So he's not going to get rid of the whole bureau, but he's going to save. He's going to fire some people.
Right, but my mistake is that I'm thinking that we're spending this money, how much we're getting back.
Right.
It's not a business. No. Hold on. What this is saying is that if these programs didn't exist, we would be spending this amount more. For yeah. these situations.
Also, like, if the Department of Labor is not here and we cut it completely, we would save this. But we're not going to cut it completely. We're just going to cut some fat out and save this much.
Right. So we're spending this to avoid spending that.
Yeah. Wow. Look, the Department of Homeland Security, he only cut a little bit. Look at that. Same thing with whatever's on top. Health and Human Services. You can't cut too much out of that. This Department of Energy got cut in half. So there's a few of them where they... Let's see which one they cut the most.
Wait, so what is this graph about? Go back up.
Oh, this is specifically for DEI.
Oh my god. So this is not
even
idiot.
This is not even
what's going on here.
This is not even the complete department. It's just the DEI programs within the department.
So in other words, this is what we were spending on DEI.
Yeah.
We're not doing that no more. This is how much we're saving. Thanks for explaining that, you idiot. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what's the total? Oh my gosh.
What does that say right there?
That says $1 billion.
$1 billion. Well, we're almost there.
So we're still spending. We're just spending less.
Yeah. We're just little by little
cutting
the fat.
Like a carving knife. Just etching it out slowly. Railroad Retirement Board, DEI.
Administrative costs. That's nothing. All right, let's go. This is the kids working for Doge.
Oh my god, look at the one next to you, behind your freaking fat face. He's the youngest one.
19 years old. What a handsome young
oh,
man.
Oh no, the one 24 is. Who do you think is the youngest? I think 25 is a DEI. 23.
That's how old they are. Actually, let's talk about 23.
That's how old they are?
That's their ages.
Oh, my gosh.
And then people were saying, oh, they're too young to work for
children
the government. Yeah.
Are running our bank account.
And then my thought is like, what is the argument? That they're too young to understand?
Math?
The math or the political atmosphere. What is it, right?
No. Their job is math.
Yeah. So then now, if their job is just to think, that's
math.
It. Yeah, whatever. No, maybe, I don't know, whatever.
No, think about it. What do you think Elon is telling them? Figure out what's morally right here?
Yeah.
No, there's this program. Cut it out. Give me
the But even if that's the argument, it's like, okay, like, I don't know if you remember a few years ago when Biden was running for president the first time. And he ran against Trump.
Remember
they were talking about how they first wanted, time. Not the, he ran for president a long time ago.
For 2 weeks. Oh, the second time. Right, okay.
No, he was like freaking 50 years
right,
old.
That argument, right, running. Right. Go ahead.
Remember, I don't know if you remember around that time, they were like, we should lower the voting age to 16. Do you remember that?
we should lower the voting age to 16.
Yeah. You don't remember this. They were like fighting for it. And 16-year-olds were like, yeah, because they, because Trump was running again for the second time. They were like, we got to get him out. And
all the young people were like,
we got to get him out because they believe anything. You know? So then the Democrats were like, oh, they, we should let the young people have a voice in our government. It's their future. Right? But now we have these people, these kids running, that they're being hired for the government, and all of a sudden now they're too young. And they're way older than 16. 24, 25 years old. The youngest one here is 19.
That's wild.
You know?
No, don't do that.
Don't do what?
What you were about to do.
All right. So
tell me what to do, bitch.
Look at this guy right here, number 23, right? This is the only one I, because I had limited time to get this ready. These are the people that Elon Musk decided to hire or to help him because they're thinkers, right? I got this here. Let's look at this kid right here.
Well, we're going to see a little commercial because you know how they do out here.
No, we don't.
Read it out for you guys.
He's been interested in history. Growing up.
There we go.
You forgot that it was...
He's been interested in history. Growing up, I learned Latin. I was never that good at it, but I was always kind of into that sort of stuff. Read a lot about the Roman Empire.
That's that kid.
See, and one day I was just listening to a podcast back in March. It was with Nat Friedman. He just kind of got on the podcast, explained, like, there are these burnt up scrolls that were buried in the Pompeii eruption. No one knows how to read them. But some professors have created CT scans of these scrolls, and they uploaded the data on the internet as a competition to see who could find writing inside of these scrolls. And when I heard that, I was just immediately like, oh my goodness, this is such a cool project. I have to work on this. A word that has meaning. This would not be possible without modern AI. Now we're reading entire paragraphs from the scrolls, and hopefully we'll be able to read the entire book and read the hundreds of other books that were buried in this condition as well. When we found this first word, you know, we went public with it, and I think everyone has been very pleasantly surprised by the amount of potential.
All right, so this is the type of person that he's hired for this job. So they're not dumb.
Right, but they're also not... It's like they're saying that when they say, oh, these children are managing our wallet, it's not a task that involves... They're not trying to starve. They're not trying to solve like a war conflict.
No, they're just trying to save money. That's all it is.
They're just doing math.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not like trying to delegate hostage situations in foreign countries.
Also, they're not the final say. It's not like they're like, oh, we're going to cut this and it is cut. They're saying, this is what we could cut.
This is what
I don't make the decisions.
Do what you want.
I do the math.
That's
you
it.
Do that part.
And to me, I would want someone that looks, that's that...
That's
young.
White, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's that.
A white young man. That's what I want.
Don't tell that to 21. Or 22.
Which one of these is the racist, the most racist, you think? Probably this kid.
Nah, that one is that's like the Lucha Libre one.
Which one's the most racist one, you think?
Ooh, it's going to have to be between 25 and 23 for me. Because I wasn't sure if 23 was a male.
So not this guy that's about to do something crazy.
This guy is the Lita.
All right, let's go to, where's the money going? All right, actually let's click on this so we can look at.
Oh, another video. It's muted.
No video, sorry.
Oh, no video.
Oh, it is a
someone
video.
Someone is talking. I knew
versus
it. You're
tequila,
a liar.
Which would make the sunfish more...
All right, this
gin
is what...
to a sunfish versus tequila, which would make the sunfish more aggressive? Nearly $1 million spent studying whether or not Japanese quail, if you give them cocaine, whether or not they're more sexually promiscuous. Was it one small step for man... Or was it one small step for a man? And in the end, $750,000 later, they couldn't decide. Was it one step for man, one step for a man? $2 million for the construction of a kelp and shellfish nursery in Maine. $1.5 million to encourage video gaming in New York. We might be better off spending $1.5 million to discourage kids from playing video games. $388,000 for Columbia University. Be giving a rich university that has $13 billion any money. $249,000 for the Baltimore Symphony. Give money to all the symphonies and we'd make them part of government.
So he's saying this is the crap. This is an old video too, by the way.
That is, it looks old.
Yeah. And then this is another video, since we took going over videos here. We might as well keep going.
USAID, over the past several years, these are some of the insane priorities that that organization has been spending money on. $1.5 million to advance DEI in Serbia's workplaces. $70,000 for a production of a DEI musical in Ireland. $47,000 for a transgender opera in Colombia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru. I don't know about you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars going towards this crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk has been tasked by President Trump to do, to get the fraud, waste, and abuse out of our federal government.
That's crazy. All the money, dumb money, spent on stuff that it's not even in our country. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I wish I had recorded your reaction to us spending $1 million to create arrows, because you didn't believe me when I told you that. And we spend $1 million to make arrows.
So
arrows. The only person that's benefiting from that is Joe Rogan.
What the hell is that? Just where is it at? Is it?
It's another one. It's another one.
Oh, no, I was just looking at her face.
Through USAID over the past several years.
No, we
a transgender opera in Colombia. $32,000 for a transgender comic book in Peru.
Oh, wow. You
I don't
took
know
it far away.
About you, but as an American taxpayer, I don't want my dollars.
What? Doesn't her face look like a chimp? Right? That's my first thought. I was like, oh, she kind of looks like this. That top lip is almost non-existent.
Oh my gosh, now I can't unsee it.
Right?
It's crap, and I know the American people don't either, and that's exactly what Elon Musk...
Orangutan. Orangutan face. I don't know if that's
No, it. I think it was closer to the chimpanzee.
All right.
Definitely not that one.
That's racist.
All right. That is racist.
And then the largest donors to humanitarian...
Is it though? It's against white people.
Yeah, everything's racist.
No, that's not racist.
Yeah. In your world.
It's not racist to be, you know, mad at the white people. That's getting back.
Yeah. The largest donor of the humanitarian worldwide. This is how much, I mean, just forget about the numbers. Just look at the scale.
Right, if we're doing picture books.
Yeah.
Who do you think, if you ask a child, based on this, who do you think is winning?
We're winning. Well, we have so much money, we don't know what to do with it. We're spending it all over the place. So when they say the humanitarian aid, this is the USAID stuff. This is the budget, I guess, you know, and if you imagine like a picture book, that the USAID spreads around the world. And some of that stuff is spent on what she was just saying. All right. Let's go here. All right. So countries get aid from America. And everybody's like, if we take the money away from these countries, what are those countries going to do? Right? They're going to starve to death, you would imagine, right?
So the U.S. Agency for International Development, also known as USAID.
Oh, very clever that they...
They separated it.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to make it sound like aid.
They're like, we're not going to give out aid.
It's not, isn't it the United States? I guess they want to now. It's the United States of America. I am an American.
So wait, so what does it stand for?
It stands for the U.S. aid. Again, and again, they separated it. They did this on purpose because it stands for U.S. Agency of International Development.
Okay.
But the way they're advertising it in the news media is USAID.
Very good.
The propaganda doesn't sleep, baby. The principal of the U.S. agency to extend assistance to countries recovering from disaster, trying to escape poverty, and engaging in demographic reforms.
So that's when I was driving, I was thinking about something, and that's a key point of what I was thinking about.
Ooh, are you welcome? Don't forget to tip your...
So we give out aid to
tax-free tips
to foreign countries, okay? And now the thought is, if we don't help out these countries, like those kids that are making the iPhones, what are they going to do without a job? We're the ones that are providing jobs for them or aid. What are they going to do? they're going to starve to death, you know? First of all, that's not a problem. That's another country. Let's start there. That's not to do with America. You run your government how you want to run it. We run ours how we want to run it. And that's it.
But how could you sleep with yourself at night with that kind of attitude?
Easy. I just close my eyes. I don't see the problem. Just go to sleep. I'm sure those kids got parents.
And if you can't sleep because of that issue, maybe you should see
a
neurologist. Or go sleep with them.
Just go over there and help them. What the hell are you doing sitting in your couch? You want somebody else to help them? Help them yourself.
My response would be like, you know, I sleep well, mainly because my focus is making sure that my kid and my future is legit.
And again, if you is really want to help them, go help them.
Sure. I think what's more selfish is you complaining about it and you not going over there and doing something about it your damn self.
Originally, this is what churches were supposed to be. A group of people go, they start a church.
Missionaries.
Yep. Now they got a church. They built a building so if people want to come. And then they get funding from the rest of the church world that pours money into them so they can help. And they don't just help. They don't just give money away and food. They're like, okay, we're going to build a well over here. All right, let's make a farm over here.
And we believe in that so much that we're going to give them a tax-free to the giver. Yeah. And the person who's spending it.
Yep. Amen. Hallelujah. All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, what other countries do without this money? This is a...
Oh, no. We got an ad. We got an ad.
I refuse to have ads. Get ready. Give me the sound.
Oh, my God. Are you paying for Google? Let's go. Finally.
They know we're onto this.
You're feeding them.
Hold on.
Make sure it's loud so they can hear it. I know it goes overboard, but I need that.
All right.
I saw some people the other day.
See how it's red?
Crying.
I don't know what you did.
I did this. Ready? Bring it back. Go for it.
I saw some people the other day crying. Oh, I don't know. Trump has removed money. He said he's not giving us any more money. Watu wanalia. Why are you crying? It's not your government. It's not your country. He has no reason to give you anything. I mean, hey, you don't pay taxes in America. He's appealing to his people. Shauri yenu bana. This is a wake-up call for you to say, okay, what are we going to do to help ourselves? Instead of crying, to jiulize, what are we going to do? Aya, ametoa hiyo pesa. Sasa tutafanya namna gani jameni? What are we going to do?
What did you say?
I don't know.
To support ourselves. Because nobody is going to continue holding out a hand there to give you. It is time for us to use our resources for the right things. We are the ones who are using them for the wrong things. Yeah? The bullets and the guns we buy, we're not given for free. We buy them. And we're not buying them to go and fight wars off our shores. We are fighting our own people. Hapa hapa tu.
Yeah? Hapa hapa tu.
Brother killing sister, sister killing brother. Over stupid things. Yeah? Let us work together to bring an end to all of that and to focus ourselves on those issues that really matter for our people.
Yo, I'm voting for him next time.
That is the Make America Great Again for whatever his country is.
Right? That's their MAGA?
If that's Uganda, make Uganda great again. That's what he's saying. He's like, why are we killing each other? What are we doing here? Right?
It's AGA.
But that's...
UGA.
Okay. So the mentality is... We're going to let them starve and die. And it's like, no. They need to stand up and take care of themselves. Because we've been supporting them for so long. They don't know how to take care of themselves anymore.
That video got 5 million views. I feel like it needs another 300 million.
Well, I gave them one. Well, I gave them two, actually. I watched it earlier.
With another account. Good job.
All right. So, you ever heard of Tom's Shoes?
No, I wear shoes, though.
All right. Give me a second.
How you feel after that makeout session?
You ever heard of Tom's Shoes? Remember Tom's Shoes?
No. I feel like I'm sure you're going to remind me. Tom's Shoes. Oh, that's the guy that gave... every shoe that you brought, he would give a dollar to something? Oh, no. He would make a pair to another country.
These.
Oh, those were dumb expensive, right?
I had a pair of these that were like boots.
Oh, so you are gay.
I think I might even still have them somewhere in my closet, honestly. They were mad comfortable, I'll tell you that.
They feel like Bajoran.
Yeah. So the way this guy discovered this, check this out. He went to, I think it was Peru.
I love that. A 971 area code.
I don't even know what country that is.
That, first of all, the country is the first number. The number is not included in the three.
So digits. Which one's nine?
No.
Oh, it's God, one.
It. We're gonna,
you didn't say
it's
it.
One. You're right. The message is, hey.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. I'm not going to. I don't know who you are.
You fell for it the first time, though.
No, never. I always wait. I'm like, okay, let me see who that is. Because up to my head, I'm like, it's somebody from church. They gave my number. Somebody there got my number. They're trying to be nice. Hello. Like, all right, tell me what you got to say because I'm not responding to you.
Give me more.
Give me more information. All right. Tom Shoes. Everybody remembers Tom Shoes. They love it. The way he got this idea for the shoes, I think it was Peru or one of those countries down south. He saw them making these shoes and he thought, wow, these are really nice, comfortable shoes. What I could do is hire them to make my design, to design it for me. I'll sell them and in return, I'll make another pair and give it up for free.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful because he said a lot of people out there didn't have shoes, whatever reason why. He wanted to be a humanitarian. He wanted to give things away, which is what these people want to do.
Well, right. I don't know who these people are, and they're definitely not watching our show.
Oh, the Democrats. All right. In fact, maybe let's just read it to make it easier for us. This is from a news report from God knows where I got it from. Who knows? I just copied and pasted it. The one-for-one model can undermine local producers. Okay? BOGO is buy one, get one. Right? I'm not going to be this guy's name. Yeah. Director of Poverty Cure.
Which he expects... Yeah.
What? What the hell are you starting this at?
Go ahead.
Okay. A group promoted Entrepreneur Solutions to Poverty and the producer of the film Poverty Inc., which he expects to be released next year. I think I watched that already. When you give out free things, why would you buy local shoes? Also, if donations are made irregularly, local business cannot plan for when their businesses will face a sudden influx of free goods. Giving things away also fosters a poor self-image among the recipients.
Okay, so basically the argument here is that the notion was good at first. But
his thought was like, oh,
it was a good thought. It was a good sentiment in the beginning. I'm doing something good. I'm being a humanitarian. But he didn't think of the long terms or the full effects of his actions.
Yeah.
And part of his effects are that if I'm getting it for free, the guy who's hustling in the store trying to earn a living for his kids, his family, for himself, for themselves, can't because I'm getting it for free. Why would I go spend my hard-earned money to buy your stupid shoes?
Not only that, if it's made by quote-unquote Tom Shoes, that's better quality than what this guy's making.
And it's a name brand.
And so it's
my
free?
My kids are flexing now.
My kids are flexing with their Tom Shoes. With Tom Shoes. With American shoes. Nice. You know?
America.
So the local... what the hell is
that? The local businesses?
The local businesses. I was looking for another word.
Entrepreneurs?
The money system.
Economy?
The local economy.
Hey!
That was a test. That was... he answered it. The local economy got now ruined by free goods. So now this guy makes money from selling shoes. I'm sure he spends money to buy food in the area. He pays rent.
If he plans to take
Yeah. So now it's not just, we're losing a business here. It trickles down to the people that work there, to the stuff that they buy, to the people that they supply money for their goods that they buy to those businesses.
He used to go across the street to get a bacon, egg, and cheese. now it doesn't go over there.
Now that store sells one less bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what I'm saying? So that by giving away stuff ruined the economy. I was watching a video about
But Noel, we're trying to do good for countries that don't have what we have.
That's their problem.
And again, you're not realizing that by giving out handouts like that brilliant man said, uga, whatever he said.
Whoa. Uga, uga.
By saying what he said, basically,
what is it?
You can't expect us to sit here getting handouts and for them to continue doing it. Yeah. At a certain point, we gotta.
Handouts are good at the beginning.
They're great. It's a great startup.
Yeah, startup. But then after you give them so much fish, eventually you gotta teach them how to fish. But let me just add this in, which is so random.
Go ahead, you racist.
This is exactly where I'm going with this. This is the argument against affirmative action.
What's affirmative action?
Affirmative action is like, we're going to give preference to people of color for schools. before the white kids.
Okay, go ahead. Be a racist.
So the idea is that we got to help them in the beginning because we've been holding them down for so long, for generations, right? They were slaves and they got released, Jim Crow.
That's such a lie.
So at the beginning, we got to help them. We can help them get into the schools, help them start the process.
Okay.
But then after a while, it's like, all right, now we got to pull. Now they got to figure it on their own, little by little. We got to pull back.
No, you know? They want reparations.
They want it all. Yeah, yeah. So that's the idea. It's like, they're never going to get off their feet because we've been giving them forever. You know, in America, it's welfare and the theft of the system.
But that's okay, Noel, because we're the ones that put them there.
Not me. And you're taking my money for stuff I didn't do. In fact, they did it to me.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're on that side of the story. Yeah,
that's what. But all I'm saying is they're still taking money from us to give to us. Just give us better opportunities. You know what I'm saying?
And not only that, but us side that you refer to, get up off your ass.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, I don't tell, yo, listen, and I've seen this and I've my whole life, and I've seen this with family even, where they're like, don't give up that apartment. Give it to her. You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
And also, don't make enough money when you live there because they're going to charge you extra, so you have to don't get a job. Or get a part-time, work off the books.
That one wows me out. Yeah. I'm dealing with what right now. Yeah. We're trying to give the driver overtime, and he's like, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, they're going to take away my freaking benefits.
And some of my coworkers can't understand why. I'm like, bro, the food stamps. This guy was like, damn, food stamps are that good? I was like, I remember when they came in booklets. They are that good.
They are that good, yeah. But that's the idea, is that you want to. We keep them poor, and they're going to be relying on us forever. We never give them the opportunity to grow and to become their own thing. You know what I'm saying?
My son is in his last you know, few semesters of high school, and he's in economics. His new schedule is economics and baking.
Nice.
And I'm like, that's great because you have your own bank account. So we're going to, you know, you're going to start, you know, managing your own budget real soon. So that's a good preparations for that. And I expect you to bake me some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so... figure out life. Yeah. I don't remember baking. You remember baking?
No, I'm still learning.
Well, I mean, if we actually went to school, we would have.
Well, schools didn't offer that crap when I was a kid.
They didn't. John Jay used to have the shop class. Remember the whole? I've only passed by there to smoke a cigarette in the exit of the building on that side, the non-popular side. I went to go smoke a cigarette there.
That's I remember I smoking weed in the basement where they used to have the showers.
Why don't I remember that?
Because they closed the shower. They wouldn't let people use it. So we would smoke weed in there.
I would go to the hole.
Do you remember the track that used to run up on?
Yes, top? I do remember that.
So it was right off there.
Then maybe I do remember the showers. But they had the shop class with all the equipment.
I never seen it.
The tables, the sawmills, the sanders, the whole nine yards. I was like, there's a reason no one goes over here. There's mad weapons.
Yeah. This is literally jail. Literally, it was like... That's another podcast.
That's another podcast. Go.
All right. Let me keep reading this part. Some academic research points to the evidence that donations can hurt local businesses. A frequently referred to 2008 study by whatever the hell his name is, Economic Journal, concluded that textile donations in Africa significantly contribute to the decline of textile industry in sub-Saharan Africa. In the period of 1980 to the year 2000. You know, I was literally about to say this. That I was watching a video of this lady. She was like, when she was a kid, they used to buy these African outfits. Sorry. They used to buy these African outfits, like their cultural outfits, you know? But she's like, then America started sending donations of t-shirts. You know, when you donate clothes, they would send it to Africa.
Oh, yeah, the boxes. Right? Yeah. They still have that, no?
So she's like, now everybody's wearing American clothes and nobody wears African clothes. All the African shops that used to sell clothes are all closed down now because everybody gets free clothes. So that's a whole industry that got shut down because we want to give them and help them, quote unquote. They didn't need that help. That help they didn't need because they had their own industry going on there. They were perfectly fine with it. And because we want to help, quote unquote, you know, we cut off the hands that fed them. Now, you know, if we stop giving them clothes, what's going to happen now? Hopefully the industry starts up. You know what I'm saying? But we never know. When it comes to something like, let's say food, and we give them food, and they, let's say they have a farm, but we give them food to help them. Why they need a farm? Let's build houses here, right? Let's get rid of the farm and build houses because we have food for free. Now, if we cut off the food, well, we're going to build a farm now. There's houses there now. We can't build a farm there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, every industry, that, you know, that's why I'm saying we can help them for a little bit, but we have to let them know, hey, the aid's going to help to stop soon. You better figure it out. Or we're going to help you figure it out. Like, we'll help you grow a farm. We'll dig wells so you can have water to, for whatever reason you need water for. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy that this notion escapes certain people that they can't see that if you keep feeding the cow water, the cow's never gonna learn to go to the, go get the water the pond.
It'll literally die from
waiting from you to bring it to it. Like how that doesn't affect not just the cow but the whole ecosystem.
It affects, if the cow dies, then we can't get milk.
It affects you at the end of the day. It affects us because we're spending all this money and now we look like the bad guys because we're saying, you know what? This wasn't healthy for us and it's not healthy for them.
Yeah.
It's not healthy for anybody. Instead, they want to pick on the autistic guy that likes to do the Hitler sign.
Yeah.
I mean.
But anyway, this is my argument for churches still. I mean, I'm not a Catholic church guy. In fact, I don't think Catholic church is good. But they do this thing good. And they help our communities very well. They did it for hundreds of years.
Yeah, they have the infrastructure to do it.
Yeah. Let me just read this last little paragraph here, if I could get to it. When you give something away for free, you're giving away a Band-Aid. You're not addressing a deeper issue of poverty. And you may be inhibiting long-term solutions, Miller notes. Poor people aren't poor because they lack stuff. Poor people are poor because they lack the infrastructure to create wealth.
Read that again. People what?
Poor people aren't poor because they lack stuff. They're poor because they lack the infrastructure to create wealth.
So in the case of Tom, his better contribution to what he wanted to be, a humanitarian?
Yeah.
His better contribution to the humanitarian cause was to help those local businesses develop. Like his better thing was probably to, I'm going to take the money that I make for selling these shoes and I'm going to help this country, not by giving them free shoes, but by supporting local shoe businesses, how to do it.
That would have been a better solution. Instead of saying, I'm going to make my business, he goes, I'm going to partner with you guys. You keep making the shoes and you'll sell it here, but also I'm going to use you as a factory to sell to the rest of the world.
Yeah, and you could stamp my logo so you're going to be able to sell the same shoes at the prices you could afford and they could afford to help your economy. And they're going to love it because they're still rocking American shoes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm stimulating your economy.
Yeah, I'm making money in your pocket. And all you got to do is stamp my name on it.
That's it. You keep doing what you're doing.
Because it makes me, because now I can say, look at the humanitarian that I am.
Now look what I did. There's a whole community here now.
So I still get what I want, which is I want to be noticed.
And I want money.
I'm going to get money from the United States. I got that by saying that I'm a humanitarian. Yeah. But I don't just want to say that I'm a, you know, I'm going to make the money off of saying I'm a humanitarian, but I want to feel like I did a humanitarian thing. So, you know, instead of just giving it away, I still get that title. I get that notoriety.
Yeah, otherwise, why would he put his name on the brand?
Exactly. Yeah. I get two for one.
And you can still, is it,
and I'm actually helping your country.
And he should have named it Felipe or something like that.
Instead of, and Pablo across the street gets to make the bacon and cheese for you.
And you still get, now they got, now they sell a lot more bacon and cheese because they got a full factory full of people there.
And guess what they're all wearing? Tom shoes,
yeah.
Duh.
Alrighty then. So now let's talk about the last bit right here. This is my thoughts on the, what's the name of this company again? The US AIDS. All right. When I was driving, I'm thinking. When I was driving here, I was thinking, I was like, what's the purpose of this? Of all these things that they do. And this makes the most sense for me. One of them is that they put their logo on everything that they give away. And it says USAID. So when somebody receives the bag of rice, it says USAID on it. And they're like, this is from the United States.
Yeah.
From whatever country. Right?
Okay.
So this is a form of like propaganda saying, look, America's giving it to you. America's the good guys.
But it didn't come from America.
No. I mean, I don't know where it came from. But okay. They just put our logo on it because they're the ones that's distributing it. You know, they probably grew it in another country and just sent it to whatever other country with their logo on it. they switch bags, you know, or just stamp the logo on it, you know, whatever it is. It's to make America look like the good guy in every situation where they give away aid, right? America's view, no matter what country you at, you know, if you're in Gaza and planes fly over you, you think it's bomb, but it's freaking food falling from the sky. It says USAID. You're like, yeah, America's here to help us. You know, it's to form an opinion that America is the ones that have saved the world. You know,
that's such BS.
Yeah, but that's the point of putting the logo on it, right? Otherwise, why would you put a logo on it?
I know.
Just like Tom's shoes.
Fucking Tom. I hate Tom now.
Now, another thing I saw, the stuff that they were providing. So this is one thing I heard on the radio. USAID funded a social media platform in Cuba. They funded the creation of the social media platform, like Facebook or something, right? It started by people talking about sports and food and all this, right? And little by little, you know what got in there? Politics. Why are you letting this communist government run you? America's free. So you know Cuba did was like, we're shutting it down now. They shut down the social media thing. Because they're trying to stir this revolution inside of Cuba.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're also trying to do it in Santo Domingo. I was listening to Rubio last night. Rubio, is it?
Rubio.
Respected. No, it's not Rubio.
He's respectable now. He speaks Spanish.
The Department of Secretary. Yeah.
What?
Who's the Department of Secretary?
I don't even know what that is.
The Secretary.
The Department of all the Secretaries in the United States?
No, this guy. What's his name? It is Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
The Department of State.
you didn't say that either. The Department of Secretary.
He was talking about Santo Domingo and how they have all these resources, these materials, raw materials that we want, he was saying. We want those materials.
Of course, yeah.
And we also know that China wants it. We don't want you to give it to China. So what we're offering exchange is the infrastructure to develop this and make money off of it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the trade-off of it. We don't want you to give it to them, a far and far away land, no. And neither should you. We're your neighbors. You know what I mean? And they're our adversaries. So we would want you to go. And this is the purpose of, you know, wanting to go out and help you. Go ahead.
I don't know what that... So Marco Rubio was like, we're going to help you build it. Okay. We're going to create jobs and infrastructure in your country. All we ask is a little cut of those resources.
Yeah. Not just a cut, but I guess what he was trying to say is like, don't take China's offer. Whatever it is, it's going to be in your interest for us because we're the ones that are your shores.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll protect you.
We're here. Yeah. We're neighbors.
They're not getting in here. In the Gulf of America.
They're not getting in here, the Gulf of America. Yeah. And you need, so let's make this work. Whatever it is.
So that's my theory is that they're a front to stir coups in other countries. All right?
To start
problems in other countries. To benefit America, obviously. Right? That's why the whole thing with Cuba, they were trying to benefit America. They're like, overthrow your government and then we can work with you guys.
So in other words, you need us.
Not just you need us, but make people, it's propaganda. Make you believe you need us.
Or that you owe us.
Not even that you owe us. It's just we're trying to get in your head that you need us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like make
like
you
that
believe.
Guy was saying.
Like the freaking logos on the bags. You need America.
Yeah.
Without America, well, you guys would be starving right now. You know? A buffer for foreign influence. Literally what you just said right now. The USAID, they're the branch that would build the infrastructure. They're the ones that provide the funds to provide aids to Dominican Republic, right? They're the ones that will say, hey, we're going to build this thing, but it goes through the USAID.
It comes from us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to go through this department.
So the idea is that, just like you said, do it through us and not through China. It's a buffer. It's like to prevent
China. Third party.
Yeah. And that's what I wrote, a buffer from foreign influence. Now, this is my conspiracy part.
Oh, boy. You can't say it. You can't say three-letter agencies. We'll get banned.
We're going to do five-letter agencies? USAID?
You got to just use another name for it. Right.
So what I think is that secretly, the CIA is working within this
organization,
you know, to use them to get into other countries to do stuff. All right. There's some of this foreign influence that they're trying to prevent, or this propaganda is directly from the CIA saying, hey, We need the Cuban nationals to believe that America is better than Cuba. So when America steps up and says, hey, we want to get rid of this government, the country actually stands up and fights with us, not against us.
So if you need to go against the opposite party of that country, we're going to send the CIA to go assassinate, cause some stuff, or yeah, whatever it is, whatever you need to, yeah, do.
And whatever new government comes up, they're more pro-America than the last one.
Right.
So they'll work with us. You know what I'm saying?
They keep coming.
And honestly, if America gets a good relationship with Cuba, guess where we're getting our avocados grown at? It's a whole industry that we can say, hey, you guys,
Havana, na, na, na,
you guys can make bank. Not only are you a vacation destination, but now we're giving you a whole industry.
Yeah, but don't change it. Like, leave Cuba at the era that it, like, keep it. Like,
no, they're going to advance.
Oh.
No, you think they want to live in that era? They're sick of it.
No, give them personally, but don't change the streets, your car. Leave those cars leave them parked up.
You know what's going to happen? America's going to be like, we'll buy them. All the Americans that love collecting cars, they're going to go and they're going to buy them up like crazy.
It's going to just be another block.
And it's going to be. You don't think when Cubans are freaking cranking their freaking cars, a doctor comes from another country with their cell phone, they're like, oh my God, what is that?
No, I'm saying give them the phones, but only use that in your house. Don't put that outside.
Keep them stupid.
Keep them looking stupid. Give them all the technology and in your house, but leave the streets and the colors and the.
Well, they may.
Don't even use those cars. Just leave them.
I was going to say they may keep it like that just to keep
aesthetics
for when they have vacation.
Yeah, the tourism. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Keep it like that.
But you already know car collectors in America are fiending to get those cars.
Fiending because they maintain them.
And Cubans are like, we'll take money. We need money.
Who wouldn't?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't take the money? But think about those cars that they maintain. How do they do it? They don't have those parts. They don't have the relationships with Germany.
I don't know if you ever seen what they do. They build freaking. They take a washing machine and they'll build a motorcycle out of it. Seen that? I watched a video of what the stuff that they do is crazy, bro. They take things apart. They recycle everything.
That's so crazy to me.
Because they can't buy motorcycles.
Right. Or the cars that they brought and they lost relations with foreign countries. They can't upgrade.
Yeah. They literally have to. They have to maintain it.
That's such a
What
a resilience that we are as humans. And if that's the case, like, think about that kind of mentality within our own government.
And it's funny because I look at Cuba as this may be going far field with this. I look at Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Cubans as so similar.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I feel like we're so similar. So sometimes I look at Cuba, I'm like, man, I hope you guys break out of that. I want you guys back in here with us. I want you guys to fight with us like we fight with the Dominicans all the time.
Even Haiti.
No, but I'm saying like we have a Spanish culture that is so similar. We eat the same food. We talk the same language. Listen to the same music. If we lived in a Cuban neighborhood, it'll be the same as if we live in a Puerto Rican neighborhood.
Oh my God.
Right? Think about Washington Heights is mostly Dominican, right? If we lived in Washington Heights, we'll slide right in, no problem.
Can you imagine like just... I would probably only want to spend like a week. More than that, I would be like, nah, I got to get my bidet. Cuba? Where's my bidet?
So I love the bidet. He puts on a full power too. It's never strong enough, he says.
That hurts.
I remember the first time he was, I was like, oh shit.
Oh, okay.
Can you direct it?
Yeah.
Or can do you like shift? Come on, get the right spot or make sure you get it all in there.
You can't direct it. But one directional.
You know what bugs me out? The bidets in other countries that are just sinks.
The bidets?
That they don't shoot water. They're literally a low sink. You never seen those?
No.
And every time I see those, I'm like, what do you do with that? You take your pants off completely?
Yeah.
In your neighbor's house? I gotta use the bathroom. Give me 15, 20 minutes.
You need 20 minutes for that?
I got a bird bath.
If you need 20 minutes for that, that's a wild.
I gotta be honest.
You gotta see a doctor, bro.
Bidets.
Yeah, we weren't spelling that word.
Here is information from the New York Times.
Look at it.
That looks like wild shit right there.
Show the audience.
Wait, so you're supposed to what? Just wipe with your hand? Like grab the water and splash it? Is that what you're supposed to
do? That's what I'm confused about. Look at this thing. What do you do? You face the wall, obviously, because you got to control the thing. So you like straddle it. You know what I'm saying? You pull your pants all the way off. You got to take a leg out. Right?
That's a sink, bro. With a big mouth.
Yeah. You got to take your leg out. Right? You take one leg off. You fucking go over it. You crouch on it. You turn the little knobs right in front of you, and you kind of bird bath yourself.
Yeah, you're doing the work.
Yeah.
You're touching.
And then they have the bidet towel right here, so you can wash it.
Ay, que lindo. Wait.
Wait, so you're wet. You're soaked. Time in your neighbor's house.
Are you going head in or you're backing it
up? No, you got to go head in. You got to control
the
knobs.
How are you backing it up there, bro?
No, you just walk towards it. You sit down.
Where are you putting your knees?
Against the wall.
This thing is in a timeout watching his butthole.
And then you use the towel. Wait. So there's another thing too, right? You go to your neighbor's house. You wet yourself, whatever. Now you're soaking wet. You're going to use this towel?
First of all, I don't think towels belong in the butthole.
That's another conversation. You're going to use this towel, right? And you're done. I dried myself with your towel. I put my pants on. I come out back in the party. The next guy goes to take a crap. He does the same thing. Now he got to use your damp towel to dry himself because there's only one towel.
That's aesthetics.
Why is it on top of the bidet?
It's to make it look good. It's to remind you to dry yourself. That's why I like my bidet. It comes with a fan.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, so how long you got to stay there for?
Listen, you're in there 20 minutes, so you got time.
Is it the one that goes, woo, it's mad strong?
Yeah.
Like the Dysons?
You can control the pressure.
Oh, this guy, high pressure all the time. Look at this one. Oh, it's from your favorite brand, too.
See, okay, first of all, I love the name. But what is it called? A floor-mounted vertical. Can you Google it and see if you can find videos related to how to use it? Oh, we got to change the camera for this.
We might have to
turn that off.
Actually,
yeah.
let's see. How to use a bidet. Oh, it's right here. That's the first one.
But those are the...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot see this right now.
We apologize for the...
Topgolf is introducing free playtime. Anytime. Waggles on a Wednesday, free. Saturday morning smiles, free.
So it showed us.
Hi, and welcome to my bathroom in Italy.
Oh, she has a role.
Start a video that way. After last
night,
this can't be
resisted. This is where the bidet comes in. Turn on the water. Make sure it's not too hot. Not too cold.
Wait, we might be able to
then
show this one. We might be able to show this one.
Because she's not going to take a picture. I'm going to because I'm wearing pants. But then
oh, she doesn't do face forward.
And pop a squat.
I told you she's perfect. Like he's like trying to watch his balls. That's what
the
it is.
The water's running. It's cleaning the area. Oh, you can help it out with your hand. Some people enjoy using soap and actually treat this as a little mini shower situation.
No,
others do not use soap. It's really personal preference.
This is extreme.
But ladies, here's how you can also use it if it's that time of the month, for instance.
There's no cover? There's nothing?
Go back.
I knew it.
Bobby, turn it
on. I knew it. She's like, yeah, you can blast yourself.
And you're
boy.
Good. And...
So use the soap.
And you wash your hands.
And you'll often find
use
the
towel
right here
that's hanging in front.
To dry your hands.
Don't dry your crotch.
Please note this is
you pervert.
Not
that's what you were gonna do.
To dry your nether region.
Never gonna use your bathroom.
For drying dry off crotch. Down there, you have several options. You'll
you
often see
with
two towels. One is for your hands, and one is for the nether regions. Just
let's see. Let's see what she gotta say about
or
that.
Or you could just be an American and get yourself a advanced bidet.
Blah blah blah.
That comes with everything.
Hi.
What?
Currently staying near the beach, so you can come in, rinse your feet off, flip flops on.
Why does that give me a bother?
Or you can just rinse off your like you got your
I don't want to see this.
All dirty, you know. You
put your feet there.
The
oh,
sand.
It's a
hot water, warm water thing. So if you like it, you know, warmer or colder, you can adjust. You want it nice cold. And warm. Wait for the flow to get out good and warm. Then you just come over.
Oh,
now the flow, you can make it as, you know, forceful or whatever. The nice thing is, all you do is back
oh,
up.
Oh, like turning it?
The
yeah,
flow
like shoot
goes
up a little
right
bit.
Where you want it to.
She's like, this is what I like
and
to wash my clothes.
Either,
that's why she has a washing machine.
Right they have this...
Oh, she has soap. See? It's a special soap. It's crotch soap.
It's kind of a cleaner for private parts. So it's a morale cleanser. They always have it
hold
near
on,
the day.
Pause.
They also have...
This is not in our country, first of all.
No. How can you tell?
The outlet
and the thing
it's
different All right.
Okay. So and her washing machine is in the bathroom.
A fit of giggles, but here, that's what we do. We're washing the.
Oh.
But if you want your front part,
this is your position.
To get refreshing, maybe you've had a hot sweaty day or something.
Oh, she gets real
comfortable.
She's like, get all up on it.
The knob looks like a kind of dust.
I don't mean it like that.
She says it. Oh, no, hold on.
Where's the towel?
Give me some sound. I want to hear what she says.
Okay, here we go. Sound. Okay,
let's give it a couple seconds.
Three, hit it.
And I mean, you would think it would be really messy, but it's not. There's no drips. You got your butt towel. You splash.
See?
Wipe.
No.
And you feel just as fresh as a daisy. So.
All right. Now my question is this, right? You go to somebody's house, you see this freaking contraption, right? At that point, you're kind of like, I might as well. This is crazy. I might as well just take it all off from the waist down and put it in the shower real quick.
I got a confession.
You might as well. I got a confession. Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Mike. I wasn't interested in the bidet until he got it for himself for his birthday.
Little Mike. He's like, oh, I'm going to get one for my birthday?
Yeah, he bought a $400 one.
Oh, my gosh.
He went OD on his bidet. So he tried out whatever the case may be. This is when we went to go see the eclipse.
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, I'm not doing this. But then I was like, before I left, like he left to go to work with his wife. And me and JJ were packing up to leave. He was like, just close the door behind you. I was like, all right, bet we out. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Nigga, I ordered my bidet before I got home.
You're like, oh, that was nice and warm and good.
Yeah, and then how much did I spend for mine? $80. No, $160. Oh, yeah, he's going in too. No.
No, he's not going in as far in as that lady did.
Yeah, he's just explaining it. His daughter's like, please don't do that.
She's like, Dad, my friends are going to watch it. He's like, you use this on your butthole. And you give it a good scrubbing. What is this?
That's the buttons to press.
Is that the toilet flush button?
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah, to make sure you know the difference.
Look, the daughter's like, I don't use that crap.
Like, we don't use this.
My dad is weird.
He's the only one that uses.
Oh, look, the number two. You saw him? He's like, when you do number two, she just wants to be in the video.
She does.
Bendito. It's because the father doesn't show attention. How did we get here? This video is funded by the USAID. Get your bidet.
That's how we got here. All right, y'all. Check us out. You know what to do with the click, 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 click. Do it while it lasts.
Get your bidets.
Get a bidet.
Do not spend $400 on one, please.
Do better. All right, peace. Oh, he's going to take a shh.
No, I got to get a tissue.
Come, let me itch it for you. Venga acá, lindo. Don't use my bounty for that.
We're pretty much, I'm almost done with my, oh no, wait.
I've never started.
All right, ready?
I feel like somebody got to be the audience.